Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, the chapter on the condemnation of being two-faced. Dhammi dhil wajhain. That Sharia dislikes that a person has, so to speak, two faces. In other words, when he is with some people, he gives a different front. And when he is with other people, then he gives a different front. And sometimes he gives a front with some people that he's trying to curry favor, win their support. So he goes and he speaks to them. And then when he goes to other people, then he speaks ill about these people and he starts praising those people. So this type of person is not liked in Shariat. In other words, he's not honest, he's not fair. Sometimes you'll get it where a person has to do it for certain dini reasons. We gave an example yesterday. This is just one example where there's some allowance in Shariat to do it. A person goes to the husband and tells the husband that your wife, for example, sent a message to my wife that she's very sorry. There may have been some dispute now. They have separated. They're not together. So your wife sent a message that she's very sorry and she wants to get together again. So even though there's no story like that, but this person now is mentioning a story like that. So he's going here and he's saying, very good person that he is. And there he's going, saying, very good person. Although the person knows that in the back of his mind there isn't such a thing. But for the sake of deen, he's doing something. This is different, completely different. What this hadith is, or what this chapter is speaking about, is where a person goes to one party, and with that one party he's trying to be good. And when he goes to another party, he speaks ill of this party, and he's praising that person. So what his objective is, to try and win favor on both sides, and what he's doing, he's running down the other side. This is something that Sharia doesn't like. In other words, a person, he's saying something, and he's intending something else. One shade of meaning, another shade of meaning, is a person, in front of people, he tries to give a good impression. But in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is not interested at all. He's got nothing. So this is like some type of fake front that he's putting in front of people. The Sharia doesn't like. This is called two-faced. A person who's genuine, he's sincere, he's honest. What you see is what it is. In other words, this person's public life, his private life, his internal, his external, everything is the same. There's no such thing as a person having two fronts, two faces. So this is something that Sharia dislikes. May Allah Ta'ala give us that quality. It's a very beautiful quality to have, where what you see is what it is. In other words, there's no deception involved in this person. And that was one of the miraculous, beautiful features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah bin Salam, who accepted Islam later on, became radiyallahu anhu. He was one of the leading rabbis of his time. And he says that I went out of interest to see this person who people are saying is the Nabi. I just went out of interest to see. And he himself is saying that the first glance I got at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just looking at the face. So he says, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُ وَجْهَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابٍ. That when I saw the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I knew immediately that this face can never ever be the face of a liar. In other words, there was such honesty, there was such beauty in the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is how we should all be, is that whatever we do, we're honest, we're fair. People are dealing with us, they're trading with us. They don't have to doubt that this person is just putting a front to try and do the deal, to do the sale. And behind us, he's got another face. In other words, he knows the product is not good. He's not just marketing that this is the best product in the country or very good quality, but in the back of his mind, he knows that I won't even use this at home myself. So this is what you call a person being very, very honest. One face. In other words, what he says is what he means. What he means is what's in his heart. And that same thing is displayed in his actions. So we'll do one more hadith that completes this chapter. An Muhammad ibn Zaydin rahmatullah alayh, anna nasan qalu li jaddihi Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, inna nadkhulu ala salatinana, فنقول لهم بخلاف ما نتكلم إذا خرجنا من عندهم قال كنا نعد هذا نفاقا على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه البخاري. حضرت محمد بن زيد رحمة الله عليه relates that some people had said to his grandfather. So who's relating? The grandson is relating about what people had told to his grandfather. Who was his grandfather? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma. So such a beautiful lineage. Muhammad ibn Zayd is speaking about what some people had mentioned to his grandfather. His grandfather was Hazrat Abdullah. And his great-grandfather was who? Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu. So what some people had narrated, or what some people had said to his grandfather, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. So they came and they told him this, that when we go to our leaders, we speak contrary to that which we say when we are not with them. In other words, when we are with our leaders, then we start flattering them, we start praising them, we start talking good about them. And when we are not with them, then we are talking against them. We are talking something else. So this is our condition. They came and they explained their condition to who? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. So look what a beautiful thing Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said. He said that during the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we considered this as nifaq, as hypocrisy. That a person will come in front of a person and he'll start flattering him, praising him, and when he goes behind his back, and now he's speaking something else about that person. We would consider this to be hypocrisy. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. The Sahaba, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, was so clear and was so honest in their ways that if somebody had to do this, they would consider the person to be a hypocrite. And we, how often we do it, just to win favor, curry favor. We feel free to speak anything just for any worldly reason. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala make it such that we be 100% honest in what we do. Look at the beauty of Shariat, how many different things it brought, and put every single thing into perspective. As we know, today is Friday, Jummah. From mentally already we should be preparing that how we can come early for the Jummah Salah. We can recite Suratul Kahf. We can encourage our families also to recite Suratul Kahf. A person, ulama explained, that a person that comes early for his Jummah Salah, Allah Ta'ala gives it, Allah Ta'ala makes it such one of the benefits. Man is early for the Jummah Salah, one of the benefits is all his work for the week. Allah Ta'ala makes it such that the work gets finished early. Normally we're all battling for time, out of time, out of time. One of the ways and one of the recipes to get time is to come early for the Jummah Salah. In other words, the person is careful of all the other Salahs also. Not to say he's not careful of other Salahs, but Jummah, he gives it his extra importance. And many times it is seen that the person that gives Jummah Salah its importance, the person is early, the person is there waiting, and he's there in time. Then one of the things that are seen by many people is that person that gave Jummah Salah, or gave Jummah, the day of Jummah, its importance, Allah Ta'ala gives him a maut on the day of Jummah. And how fortunate it is a person gets maut on the day of Jummah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.